Recent heavy rains have resulted in sewage overflows into the Grand and Red Cedar Rivers. Storms in early October dumped an estimated 36 million gallons of sewage and stormwater into the rivers. Lansing Public Service Director Andy Kilpatrick advises avoiding direct contact with river water for a few days after big storms.
But that does not mean you can't go out in the boat in the river. Just means you're not going to want to swim in the river or any time probably ingest any of the water that's in the river.
Lansing is about halfway through a project to separate sewers and stormwater drains. Kilpatrick says the nearly $500 million combined sewer overflow project has cut sewage overflow by more than half. The timetable for completing the massive CSO project is 2035. I'm Scott Pohl for WKAR News.